We kind of overextended. Public input is 10 minutes. If you've got, I'm going to have another public input. If you have something to say, please make a very brief. We're here today to complete this report. Yes.
What I heard at the Transportation Committee meeting 2 weeks ago was an ultimatum from Senator Damon. Give his committee assurance that no one from the Joint Use Group will challenge port development on Sears Island, or they will refuse to endorse recommendations for a conservation easement on the island. I don't think the conservation partners can provide those assurances. Instead, the environmental community calls on you to walk away. You now have a way out of a perilous situation that will inevitably lead to port development, and the mitigation banking scheme is an even more persuasive reason to disengage from this joint use compromise. The game has changed since umbrella weapon of mitigation banking has been injected into the discussion. What you've been calling a potential port is not potential anymore. MDOT is about to file a prospectus for a specific project, a port on Sears Island, to be made part of the UNBT proposal now under review by the Army Corps. The rush is on to get the most out of the new mitigation rule that came out of the Bush-Cheney administration before it's subject to repeal in the next administration. And Senator Damon clearly wants to ram through a bomb-proof joint use agreement before the Transportation Committee changes with the upcoming election. Just say no. As we have seen, most of the pressure to align with Port Authority interests is centered on Sierra Club. It has a large membership base and is therefore presumed to have a far-reaching influence. But its members have not sanctioned the joint use plan, and I represent a sizable, if not predominant, sector of the club opposed to a scheme that will inevitably lead to industrial development of Sears Island. It seems increasingly clear to me that your exit clause in the joint use agreement, the right to object for substantive reasons, can be overridden by the UMBT framework. I conclude by asking that the public meeting be scheduled. I see absolutely no reason why it should not be held, just as the meeting was held in Belfast during the previous round. We need a public meeting to have public input on the negotiations of this committee.
Thank you, Jerry.